Hey, welcome. In this lesson, you're going to learn the slip mat touch, how to arrange a short, playful break reset in Ableton Live 12 that pulls the energy down, makes the crowd think something's happened, then snaps right back into a rolling, bouncy drum and bass groove. Quick overview: we'll slice and re-groove a classic break, build a 4/8 bar reset that sounds like a DJ slip up, and launch a punchy return. Everything uses Live 12 stock devices, drum rack, simpler and slice to me, beat repeat, auto filter, echo, hybrid reverb, drum bus, utility, glue compressor, the groove pool and clip envelopes, plus arrangement and session techniques so you can repeat this trick reliably. What you'll end up with: an 8/16 bar reset section that drops energy, plays a stutter slash reverse break, then returns with a rolling DNB bounce. A reusable device slash clip technique for slip mat style effects, chops, pitch toss, gated reverb tails, stutter fills, and a subtle tempo feel bounce. A prepared live session, sliced break and drum rack or sliced MIDI, automation for filter slash width slash volume, beat repeat for glitches, echo and hybrid reverb returns, and a master or drum group low pass sweep for the reset. Before we start, have a main break loop ready, a 2/4 bar amen or funk break, your kick and bass, and your arrangement. Set the project tempo to 174-176 BPM. Step 1. Prepare your break and basic groove. Drag your break into arrangement or a clip slot. Right-click the audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transients or 1/6T for fine slices. This creates a drum rack with simpler slices across the pads. Create a separate drum rack for your continuing drums, kick, snare, hats, and group them into a drum group called drums main. Step 2. Tighten the groove and bounce. Open the groove pool CMD/Ctrl+G. Audition Live's groove presets, pick one that nudges the offbeat for the sliced break, and a slightly different, less swung groove for your kick slash snare. Drag grooves onto the clips. Set timing roughly 10:25 and random around 5:12 for humanization. On the drum group, insert a drum bus. Drive mostly 3/5, slight low pass tone to warm things, and set transients to about +3 to keep snap. Step 3. Build the reset structure and arrangement. Decide your reset length, typically 4/8 bars. Duplicate your normal loop, then at the bar you want the reset, for example bar 33, cut the full drums down to a 2/4 bar section and mute the bass. You'll automate the bass back in. Create two return sends. Send it to echo, set ping pong, moderate feedback 20-30%, delay time 1/8, 1/4 dotted, and send B to hybrid reverb with a large plate tish tail. Keep the return dry slash wet low so you can send aggressively. Step 4. Design the playful break reset. Duplicate the sliced break MIDI clip into the reset area and edit that clip. Nudge selected slice notes slightly off-grid using a small grid like 1/32. Very small timing nudges create jitter. Drop out every other snare or hi-hat for one bar so the pocket empties. Delete or mute notes. Insert reversed slices. Bounce a chosen 1/4 bar audio slice. Right-click right arrow reverse and place it just before the downbeat to create the swoop. Automate per slice pitch, open the simpler, and use clip modulation or simpler as transpose envelope to do a quick pitch down sweep on the second bar of the reset. Aim for smooth -3 to -7 semitone ramp over 0.51 bar for a playful detune. Step 5. Add glitch, stutter and gating. On the sliced break track, insert beat repeat after drum bus and set. Interval 1/16 or 1/32 grid, 1/32 chance, 40-65% gate, short, 20-40 ms pitch, optional, leave off or try +12 for a hop. Automate the beat repeat device activator, so beat repeat turns on only for the reset bar, draw an abrupt on/off automation and arrangement, to simulate a live switch. Also put an auto filter before beat repeat, low pass, cut off around 6-8 khz initially. Automate the cutoff to slam down to 400-800 hz at the start of the reset, then snap open quickly over 1/4, 1/2 bar. Add a resonance around 0.4-0.7 for character. Create a short baby snap pattern. Duplicate a snare or tom slice onto a new MIDI clip and program, short off-grid triplets or swung 16th flams. Route this to a group and use utility to automate width. Expand to about 140-160% on the first beat after the reset to give a stereo bounce. Step 6. Control tails and space. Automate sends to echo and hybrid reverb during the reset. Send more to echo from reversed slices and dropped snares so delays bounce into the first bar after the reset. Send more to hybrid reverb for snare tails on the downbeat, but gate or automate dry slash wet so tails don't swamp the return. Consider a gate device on the return channel post reverb and a high pass EQ before the send to keep low end out of the tails. To make the snapback really punch, automate a master or a drum group low pass sweep. Insert an auto filter and automate cutoff low during the reset, then snap it fully open on the drop to accentuate the bounce. Step 7. Glue and polish. Use sidechain. Add light sidechain compression on the bass key to the returning kick slash snare so the groove breathes. 2-4 dB reduction. Fast attack. Medium release. Add a transient accent. Duplicate a very short snare hit on the first downbeat after the reset, run it through saturator and clip gently plus 2-4 dB for extra punch. Finally, balance levels and automate return levels and wet slash dry so the reset reads as one purposeful event, not a cluttered mess. Step 8. Live launch alternative session view. Duplicate the sliced break clip into a new scene labeled reset. Map beat repeats on slash off to a MIDI controller or a macro in an instrument rack for live triggering. Use clip follow actions to sequence the reset scene into your main loop when performing live. Common mistakes to avoid. Overusing beat repeat. Leaving it on too long blurs the rhythm. Keep it only for the reset bar S. Money reverb and delay tails. Sending many elements heavy to returns will swamp the drop. Gate the returns or automate dry slash wet. Overpitching slices. Very large semitone jump sound unnatural. Keep pitch bends tasteful. Generally between minus 3 and minus 12 semitones max. Ignoring groove consistency. If you apply extreme groove to the break but not the kick slash snare, momentum breaks. Small differences are good. Big mismatches sound off. Too slow filter movements. The reset needs snap. Cutoff automation should be quick, around 1/8 to 1/4 bar. Pro tips. Use tiny volume automation on individual slices to create ghost rhythms. Low-level hits add bounce without clutter. For a slip mat crowd trick, insert a negative delay by reversing a short snare place just before the hit to emulate a vinyl pre-hit. If CPU gets heavy, freeze and flatten the reset clip after you're happy to commit audio and free resources. Build a reusable rack with macros for beat repeat amount, filter cutoff, echo send, and a stutter macro. Save it as slip mat reset rack. For authentic TJ feel, automate track faders with micro moves of 1-2 dB during the reset to mimic a crossfade. Mini practice exercise. Create a 4-bar reset in a test live set. Take a 2-bar break, slice to MIDI. Apply a groove pull swing to the break only. Design a 2-bar reset, bar 1 mute bass, low pass all drums to about 600 Hz. Reverse a cymbal into bar 1 downbeat, bar 2 activate beat repeat 1/32 grid. 50% chance and snap auto filter open on the first quarter note of bar 2. Send echo only to the reversed cymbal. Export that 2-bar audio, place it into your DNB arrangement, and a slash B the mix before and after. Iterate until the return feels bouncy and immediate. Recap. You sliced a break. Apply groove pull timing. Build a reset with reverse hits, pitch modulation, beat repeat stutter, and auto filter snaps, and used echo and hybrid reverb returns. Key takeaways. Automate devices selectively, keep the reset short and snappy, manage tails so the return hits with punch and bounce, and save your rack for reuse. Practice the mini exercise until this reset technique becomes a tool in your arrangement and performance toolkit. Final checklist before you bounce or play live, tails are gated and high-passed. Repeats are limited to intended bars. Transpose and pitch artifacts checked. Bass ducking is handled. Macros mapped and tested at tempo. CPU under control. Freeze if needed. That's it. Keep the theatricality tight. A reset should be dramatic, short, and memorable. Practice. Save your rack, and make it part of your live and arrangement toolbox.